NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The College Football Experience Week 1 FCS Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by our very own Patreon. Yes, score exclusive perks, content, and contests, including our NFL Win Totals contest with a $1,000 prize on the line. Join today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Once again, that is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Yes, Underdog Fantasy is offering you a chance to win $15 million with Best Ball Mania 4. Use the promo code SGPN at Underdog Fantasy for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. We're also brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the promo code SGP. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by our own College Football Bankroll Challenge. Yes, $3,000 are up for grabs. Get all the details over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/bankroll. That is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/bankroll. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride.
This is Randy Cross. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Experience, baby, for week one preview and picks. I mean, went 2-1 in week zero, hit on some fire last night. The season is here. We're going to talk all about it. But you're probably wondering just who the hell you're listening to, and that's fair. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I'm probably drinking too much and celebrating too much and not sleeping. I would have killed a normal man, but nah. Now that's gone. The medical advice I got from that was, like being hit by lightning. Pretend it never happened and get on with your life.
We got FCS football all day. I was up late into the night last night watching Southern Utah almost win it outright. I'm feeling good. Feeling very good about our projection of the Thunderbirds in the UAC, baby. Man, and they got hosed on one of the worst football calls I've ever seen, as far as one of their receivers gets thrown out of the first, they call blindside block when it wasn't even a blindside block. And I hate that fucking rule. Right. Then they throw him out of the game because of it. Get out of here. I retweeted it, folks. If you didn't catch the game, because there was like a 5 hour lightning delay, but we hit on that. You know, we were all over that. And same with, I mean, we had the likes of, you know, little William and Mary Campbell over, or that game we were on the over. If you listen to our Wednesday show, we crowbarred these in. I published it on the FCS College Football Experience feed. We also took Campbell with the points that cashed, and Rhode Island. How about the Rams and Eastern Illinois? A dominating performance. Almost had three pick sixes. There was two pick sixes and one taken all the way back to the 1 yard line. Whew. Anyway, we're going to talk all about it. I am joined by my co-host. They call him the Gulf Coast Guru. He knows a thing or two about football. Give it up for Mike Rose, aka the Gulf Coast Guru. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, man. Know a little bit about the Gulf Coast too. We had a little hurricane scare this week. Everybody's asking me, "Hey, you okay with the hurricane down there?" And I'm like, Yeah, man. Listen, Tallahassee was about to be in the fucking throw of things. They missed like 3 days of practice. They weren't even on campus. Bet LSU. They're like, no, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Bet LSU. I got this. So, yeah, it's all about college football. Weather can't break me. Let's do this, man. I've been having nothing but a blast since the season kicked off.
Oh, man. And, dude, how about, man, Rhode Island probably should have won that game. Questionable fourth and one spot if you caught the end of that game. Very questionable spot. But that game was bananas. We haven't had the FCS win yet against the FBS, but, you know, we had some a dominating performance by Jackson State against South Carolina State in week zero. You know, Mercer squeaked by. I didn't think they were super impressive. Then we had Albany Reese Poffenberger threw the ball all over the fucking field. And we're going to talk about him today. But first takeaways with the, you know, Thursday / week zero as today, you know, I know where we got Missouri State about to kick against Kansas and Howard, Eastern Michigan currently going on. But any takeaways? Is there a team that just catches your eye saying, oh, they're going to be really good?
Yeah, I mean, I projected Rhodey to finish second out there in the CAA, and I'm feeling pretty good about that, man. Kasim Hill looked like the season vet we knew.
He might be the best quarterback in the FCS, man. He was very impressive.
Yeah, I think Georgia State would have been glad to have him over on their sideline. So, yeah, him, Reese Poffenberger, man, God, he was fun to watch. He was going off and just making plays out there that you know, 90% of quarterbacks can't make. So, it's been fun so far. I might eat a little bit of shit on Howard plus 24 if this game keeps going the way it's going, but it's been a hot start so far, so I'm having a blast.
I find it interesting. You mentioned Poffenberger. You mentioned Kasim Hill. Both, you know, Poffenberger, Albany Great Dane quarterback, Kasim Hill, Rhode Island quarterback. Those both reside in the CAA, where William and Mary, who looked really good. You know, they got hit in the face early on, and boom, they bounced back. They look really good. The defense looked really good. Campbell I think is going to be a solid team in the CAA. Delaware looked better than I thought they would last night. So the CAA, you know, we'll see how Richmond shakes out and some of the other schools, you know, obviously New Hampshire and Monmouth, but interesting to see the first couple games of college football. Also the reigning champs, the Jackrabbits, South Dakota State looked pretty fire, but it was Western Oregon. So I'll say that the Big Sky Thursday night, man, the Big Sky put it on. Sac State up. Nichols dressed that score up a little bit. Sac State was beating that ass. UC Davis, you know, Idaho stepping up, looking legit. It was just one game, but anyway, let's get into it. We got a lot of games to pick. So let's get into the action because, you know, obviously the games, there's not much shelf life on these episodes. So we want to get this episode out. Folks, before we get to picking every single game, I want to tell you that the FCS College Football Experience is brought to you by SGPN and our College Football Bankroll Challenge. Yes, college football season is back, and it's time to celebrate because SGPN, us, we're giving away a bunch of cash in our College Football Bankroll Challenge. It's absolutely free to enter. They got a season-long contest, $1,000 for first place, $500 for second. But get this, the prize is double, so like $2,000 for first place, $1,000 for second place if you are an SGP Patreon member for the college football season. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/bankroll or click on the link in the app. Once again, that's the SGPN app, which is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So check out that. We're also brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Yes. College football fans, are you ready for week one? Because DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with can't miss offer right from the beginning of the fucking season. All right. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any college football bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Yes, anything can happen in college football. Your team can go unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. North Dakota State, shit, they jumped up and boom, just started killing it. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Life is more fun when you're in on the action. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code SGP. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code SGP. The crowd is yours, baby. Gambling problem. That's funny. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. And we're back on the FCS Gambling Podcast, the FCS College Football Experience. I said grambling, and that threw me all off. All right. I'm talking FCS even when I'm reading the ads here. Let's get into it, because tomorrow morning starts off with a bang. I'm going to go through the FBS games first, the FCS versus FBS. Long Island, the fucking Shocks head to Athens, Ohio, take on the Ohio Bobcats. Curtis Rourke, I heard that he's going to play, but why play him in this matchup? If, cause you're a 41.5 point favorite, right? I think that line's, if Rourke is out, I think that line's ridiculous, because Ron Cooper did a great job, I thought, in year one. Now he's bringing in a new offense coordinator, but I think the Shocks brought back a lot when we previewed them. So I will take the 41.5. Now, if Rourke's playing, maybe it gets to it, but I still like taking the 41.5, because I don't think you want to play him in the second half if you're up by a lot. So give me the Shocks plus 41.5. Mike Rose, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Athens, by the way, awesome college football town.
What did I say? Oh,
you said it. Yeah, you hit it. I went there for Halloween one year. I had one of the best times of my life. Fucking amazing. They throw great parties down in Athens. Shout out to Athens.
Hell yeah.
Nothing but like hills and then just college town appears. It's awesome. They love their football down there. Let's go. That being said, I think they're going to be conservative with Rourke, especially with Eric O'Neill running around on the opposing defensive line. So I'm actually going to go ahead and I'm going to hit you with a lock right off the bat.
Woo!
I'm going to take 41.5. I'm going to take those points all day.
I'll join you. Now we should note, folks, it's Friday, 4 o'clock. These FCS lines jump gigantically. You just talked about Howard, right? You got Howard at 24, right? Mm-hmm. To give you a perfect idea, folks, we called that game Wednesday night and it was at 30. So I called that game at 36 points, and they've always done this. It's not just this year. It's years past when we've done this. These lines jump because the amount of action that happens super fast. So you know, folks, something to monitor. Next up, Robert Morris, Bernard Clark. They head to Colorado Springs. And look, I thought we were going to see the triple option with more drastic rules, or like more drastic passing, I should say, based on the rules when we saw Navy Notre Dame week zero. I don't worry about it as much, but they're heading to Colorado Springs to take on Air Force, where Air Force is a 45.5 point favorite. 45.5 point favorite. I will take the points, but I don't love this one. I just think Air Force bleeds the clock. The running clock couldn't matter in this one. Yeah, obviously Troy Calhoun, fantastic coach, back for his 17th season in Colorado Springs, but they're replacing Brad Roberts. They're replacing Zeke Daniels. And meanwhile, Robert Morris is projected to finish last in the NEC by me. Now I can't say the same about Mike Rose. So what are you doing here with the points here?
I had Robert Morris winning it all this year. So I'm just kidding. I'm going to lay it. I think the team that was most out of the service academies, most geared for this switch was Air Force. I know they lose Zeke Daniels, but I think they're ready for this. And I think this is the perfect opportunity for them to work out the kicks. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to lay the points with Air Force.
Okay. I mean, I can see it too. I don't feel good about this. I'm just going to say this is going to be a lock of mine right here. All right. This next one, I'm taking you to Ames, Iowa, where Northern Iowa, Mark Farley, 23rd season. They're heading into Ames, catching 14.5 points. I think this is a money line potential play here too. Theo Day, you got to remember the gambling probe. Now, the only thing I'll say is I haven't heard any gambling related news regarding Northern Iowa. Maybe there's some players there, because I feel like the whole state of Iowa is a bunch of degens. But I mean, the more talented quarterback is on Northern Iowa, because Deckers isn't going to play for Iowa State. Jareel Brock gone, started defensive tackle gone, and other players out too. So I am a bit perplexed at this line, because Northern Iowa, the last two times they played them, Northern Iowa lost by 6 2 years ago. And then 3 years ago, it went to triple overtime, and they lost, I think, by the 2-point conversion, if memory serves me, or maybe a field goal. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I feel like these lines between Iowa and Iowa State versus Northern Iowa are usually like 10 points at the most. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to lock this up, too. I'm going to say Matt Campbell probably has money on Northern Iowa at this point. Let's go.
Right? There we go, folks. Northern Iowa Panthers. Plus 14.5 sprinkle. A little bit on the money line. Continuing. Jacksonville State got that dub for me, man, but that was a sweat. They're 1-0 in FBS play. And now a familiar foe, the East Tennessee State Buccaneers, are coming into town after a 3-9 season a year ago. But I think they're a lot better than that record was. They're catching, East Tennessee State's catching 9.5 against Jacksonville State. I'll take the points. I think Jacksonville State gets the dub, but I'll take the 9.5. I think this could be a game. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm gonna lay the points. Actually, I think Jacksonville State has a little bit to work out, particularly offensively. So I think this is a game where they want to go out. They want to make quick work of ETSU. I have ETSU being a little bit down this year. They got some things to work out. I'm gonna say Rich Rod lays it on.
You know what? I think you're right, actually, because they got the week zero game advantage. I'm going to switch. I'm going to Benedict this play. First Benedict of the SCF season. I'm going to lay the 9.5. Let's jump down to Mercer Ole Miss. This Ole Miss is favored by 31.5. Mercer was not impressive, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Now they're going to face former Alabama defensive coordinator Pete Golding and the best running back in the nation, Quinshon Judkins, and whatever quarterback they decide to use. I am going to lay the 31.5 with Ole Miss. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm gonna lay the points too. I think this is a pretty big mismatch. I mean, Mercer's defense showed up a little bit, but the offense with Carter Peavy, still a lot to work out there. So I'm going Ole Miss.
Yep, moving along. Portland State is catching 46.5 points at Oregon. Not enough for me to take. I will lay the 46.5 with Oregon. I think they're probably only going to score once or twice. So, I can't do it. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Portland State's a team. I pretty much shit all over in our preview. I had them finishing 11th in the Big Sky. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to lay the points with Oregon as well here.
Super excited for this next matchup as Eastern Kentucky comes into Cincinnati. Eastern Kentucky FCS playoff team from a season ago. Cincinnati, all type of roster turnover. They are starting a well-experienced quarterback in Emory Jones. But don't forget that Walt Wells and Eastern Kentucky have Parker McKinney back at the quarterback spot. Eastern Kentucky is catching 23.5 points. I am all over the Colonels to cover this in Scott Satterfield's first game here. Fascinated to watch this one. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm following suit and I'm locking that up with EKU. This is
I'll join.
Yeah, man. This is one of the ones I thought the FCS could win here. So
I agree.
I'm not a Satterfield believer.
Let's go. Let's go. Take the points. I love this on the schedule. Wofford. Head coach Sean Watson, former offensive coordinator for Pat Narduzzi and Pitt's, you know, head coach. So isn't it interesting that he's got to play Pitt? This is an interesting spread because it's 35 points, but I feel like Pitt will call off the dogs because this is his former offensive coordinator and they've been friends apparently for over a decade. I'm going to say, give me Wofford in the points, even though I know Pitt is better, but I think Narduzzi is going to class it up and bench Jerkovic the second half. What are you doing here?
Yeah, same. I'm going to follow suit on that one. I think there's no need to go out there and really lay it on.
Especially if that's your boy, you don't want him to look bad, you know? So, that one's a pretty easy call. Towson's heading to Maryland. Maryland is laying 39 points for the first game here, for Pete Shinnick at Towson. This is another situation. Mike Loxley, that's his alma mater, Towson, but I'll still lay it. I think he puts it on them. I think they need style points. So I will lay the 39 with Maryland. What are you doing here?
Yeah, we all know Maryland. They like to be the beginning of the season Alabama. They love to lay it on the shitty team. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm laying the 39. Almost a lock. Not quite, but I'm going to lay it.
Yeah. I'm super excited for this next matchup. Gardner Webb heads to Appalachian State. App State is a 26-point favorite, but I think this could be a game. Now, I understand App State was a lot better than their record a year ago. They brought in a new defensive coordinator in Scott Sloan. They got Ryan Berger named the starting quarterback. I'm fascinated by this matchup, but I'll take the 26 points all day, but I think App probably separates itself in the fourth quarter. Trey Lamb doing a great job with Gardner Webb, won the Big South a year ago. They were, you know, they have to replace some pieces. And I think that's why you got to say, that's why you got to take Gardner Webb, but not on the money line here. What are you doing here?
Yeah. I mean, you don't overlook a game week one, you know, when you have all off season to prepare for it, but at the same time, you got UNC on deck for App State. I think you want to get out of this game with Gardner Webb quick as possible. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take those points as well.
All right, we're jumping down to Tennessee State. Notre Dame's playing their first ever FCS opponent, Eddie George in Tennessee State. And the spread is 48.5 points. You know what, though? I think Notre Dame does this often. They did it against Navy. They have NC State on deck. I think they don't like to really beat teams by like 70. I think they class it up a little bit here. I will take the points in Eddie. Remember Eddie George, also former Ohio State running back, I believe. So he knows Marcus Freeman, former Ohio State linebacker. I think they got a little gentleman's agreement here with some class. I'll take the 48.5 with Tennessee State. What are you doing here? Give me like a 40. Give me like a 52-7 final. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm on the same line. Now I will say I was hesitant. I like bought Notre Dame down to 16.5 against Navy because I was like, are they really gonna embarrass Navy and the Ireland game on national TV? And Freeman went out there and kind of surprised me and did it. It didn't feel like a Notre Dame move, but here with the Eddie George factor too, I don't think Notre Dame proves anything by laying it on Tennessee State too thick. So I'm going to take the points.
All right. The Bryant Bulldogs are heading to, and shout out to Bryant because one of our interns at SGPN, big Bryant Bulldog fan. And we're just excited to watch them. They are catching 24.5, shop around at that filthy stadium in Vegas. Should be Sam Boyd, but instead that terrible, terrible place where no one goes to the games. I'll take the points all day here in Barry Odom's first game. Give me the Bryant Bulldogs plus the points. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm actually, this is a good little bit of diversity. I'm going to lay the points. I think Barry Odom has a little bit to prove. I think Bryant is a bit of a sleeper, but UNLV does have some talent out there. If they want to come anywhere close to getting that six wins for a bowl that the over-under was at, they need to light some fire under this team. So I'm going with Barry Odom and the boys.
There you go. The Colgate Toothpaste Company is heading down to, or over to Syracuse, New York. That once again, another filthy dome where they're catching 41.5 points. That's a lot of points, man. But I actually think I'm going to lay them. No. You know what? I will lay them. I'll lay them because Colgate was bad last year. And I think Rocky Long coming into Syracuse. I know they got Michael Brescia at the quarterback spot, but I think I'll lay them. Give me like a 52-6 type of game, maybe 7. What are you doing here in Syracuse, New York?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Not a lot of confidence coming out of me on this one. I'm going to take the points with Colgate. You know, losing Robert and I think the offense has a big adjustment. I think Shredder, he's going to look a little down this year. I think, I don't think we're going to see the same Garrett Trader we did last year. So I'm taking them.
All right, moving along. Southeast Louisiana taking on Mississippi State. Zach Arnett's first game besides the bowl game as a head coach and no longer running the air raid is Kevin Barbe, the former offensive coordinator from Appalachian State, taking on a Southeast Louisiana team that won a playoff game a year ago. And, you know, I know they don't have Cephas Johnson, but they have Eli Sawyer and Zach Clement. The Lions are a good program. They're catching 25.5 points. Give me the points. Give me the points. I think they stay around this. Give me like a 42-21 type of game here. What are you doing in Starkville?
Yeah, actually, this is going to be a lock for me. I'm taking the points, and I think Southeast Louisiana hangs in there until about the fourth quarter, somewhere in there.
Mike Rose locking it up. Locking it up. Sorry, I'm watching the Central Michigan-Michigan State game where on fourth and goal, the quarterback slips on a wide open tight end. But look, I mean, that game's going to be very interesting. Obviously, Mike Leach was a big friend of ours, and it's terrible what happened. It was very tragic, and I'm split there because I'm taking Southeast Louisiana, but I want Mississippi State to have a good year, man. I want Arnett and them. They've been through a lot, and I know Coach Leach is going to be rooting for his boys. So split on that one. Let's continue on. Rest in peace to the great Coach Leach. So excited to watch this one, even though it's a 35.5 point spread. Western Carolina, who I am optimistic about, is heading to Little Rock, not Fayetteville, Little Rock, Arkansas. They're getting 35.5 points. I'm taking it. I think this passing attack might have, look, Arkansas's pass defense was terrible last year. They got a brand new DC and Travis Williams, but man, I like the fact, you know, that Western Carolina has Charlie Dean, they're replacing Carlos Davis, and you know, they went out and they were very active in the portal, the Catamounts. Shout out to Weehawk. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm going to lay it with Arkansas. Shout out to Wolf of Oaklawn. Let's go. I think the offensive and defensive line are going to be a little bit too physical for this Western Carolina team. So, and also KJ Jefferson is going to have his way with that Catamount defense.
Any fans out there, the Wolf of Oaklawn, host of the notorious OTB podcast, any horse racing fans, check out that podcast. South Carolina State on four, man, they gave up 356 yards to Jason Brown and another 138 on the ground. I can see why Buddy Pugh's retiring. He's like, fuck this team. They're getting 32 points at Charlotte and Biff Poggi, who has, that team has 52 new transfers. But guess what? After what I watched last week, I will lay the 32 points with Charlotte. What are you doing here?
Man, I'm locking it. Poggi, if there's one thing we've seen this offseason, he doesn't give a shit. He's going to go out there. He's going to beat the hell out of Buddy Pugh. It's all over.
I'll join you because it's Biff Poggi. Let's lay the 32 with the Clits, the CLTs. All right, moving along, we have Monmouth catching 26 at Florida Atlantic, 26.5 at Florida Atlantic. Fascinated by this game because I thought that Florida Atlantic hire was really underrated with Tom Herman. But Monmouth, obviously they lose Tony Musket to Virginia, but they still got Jaden Sheridan and Marquez McCray coming in from Sacred Heart, I think, makes it super intriguing to me. I'm still going to lay the 26.5. But I bet you in the first, if you're looking, you can find a first half number on this. Maybe you take Monmouth early in that game. What are you doing here?
First of all, I'm stoked because Howard finally just scored a touchdown. So let's go there. I'm going to lay the points as well. I'm also like very, very excited about the Tom Herman hire. I think Texas, a little ridiculous when they fired him, a little too big for their britches. I think he's a hell of a coach. Also, I believe Charlie Fry, the OC there, really good football mind, not a great quarterback, but good football mind. I'm going to lay it. Something we're seeing early, new coaches, new quarterbacks struggling a little bit in these games against the FBS. Experienced quarterbacks, experienced coaches, they're the ones keeping it close. So I'm laying the 26.5.
All right. I think you're right. I think that's the play. You know, this one's tough to talk about. Georgia's laying 51.5 against UT Martin and Jason Simpson in his 18th season. But their defensive coordinator did leave for Tulsa. And look, I'm laying the points here. What are you doing here?
Yeah, no need to dig too much into this one. I'm just going to lay the points. UT Martin isn't going to score, so.
Yeah, okay. Now this spread is unbelievable. JMU is laying 55.5 against Bucknell. And guess what? I'm almost inclined to take JMU, but I can't. Give me like a 52-3 Actually, I actually have zero faith that Bucknell's going to score on JMU's defense. JMU's defense is pretty good, but give me the points. I can't lay 55.5 with James Madison. What are you doing here?
I'm going to go ahead and lay it, man. JMU is one of those teams. They're so physical and they don't give a shit. They love going out there and whipping wholesale ass. So I'm laying them.
All right. Well, here we go. Reese Poffenberger and the Albany Great Danes head to Huntington, West Virginia, to take on the Marshall Thundering Herd. Marshall's laying 17.5. Even Vegas knows this one's dangerous. I'll take, no, I think, you know what I'm doing? This is one that's just on brand because I kind of think Marshall's going to beat him down as the course of the game goes, but damn it. I love Reese Poffenberger. Give me the Great Danes and the points. Although I hope this is not me being dumb because I feel like Marshall's running attack is legit. And I feel like they could wear that defense down that I saw last week. What are you doing here?
Yeah, Charles Huff is a pretty inconsistent coach, I think. I'm not sold on him yet. I think these Marshall teams have had a lot of talent, and I think they could be a lot better. I think Marshall's going to beat Virginia Tech, but I think they're going to struggle in this Albany game because that's what I've seen from Charles Huff. Also, on deck, ECU. You know they're looking ahead to the Pirates. They got
a rivalry game. Man. That's a rivalry game. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, man. I'm taking Albany.
Yeah. Let's go, Great Danes. Team Poffenberger here. Let's go. Shout out to Reese Poffenberger. Okay, interested by this one. And I'm upset that this is the year Maurice Drayton, the brand new head coach of the Citadel. I wish this was like 2 years from now when they were playing. The Citadel's at Georgia Southern. Triple option against the old triple option before those filthy scumbags ditched it. Georgia Southern's laying 27.5. I actually think I got to lay it because it's year one. I don't think you got everything going where you want it to be. I will lay it against Georgia Southern, even though it's a classic old school rivalry. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm laying it too. I think Citadel's heading in the right direction with the hire there. But Georgia Southern, they're going to come out. They're going to lay it on. It's too soon for Citadel to have anything working here.
Yeah. Maine, the Black Bears of Maine are heading to Florida International Airport, the tarmac, Hangar 5, to take on Mike McIntyre, who almost they led for 58 minutes week zero. I'll tell you one thing though, that run game, Shamari Lawrence, dude's a fucking stud. Meanwhile, Joe Fagnano is no longer the quarterback of Maine. Their whole team transferred out, I feel like. But this spread, FIU is only laying 12.5. I'm actually going to lay the points. I think Shamari Lawrence is going to have a big, big day against that Maine Black Bear defense. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm really surprised at that line. 12.
Well, let's lock. I'm going to lock up FIU. I'm going to lock up. Yeah. Let's lock up FIU -12.5.
Yeah, brother. That's a low line there. Neither one of us were high on this Maine team, and it is hot as hell down here in Florida. Maine, they're going to have to get used to this climate down here. So yeah, I'm laying the points.
Yeah, that's a good play. I'm intrigued by this matchup. Central Arkansas, who I know we're kind of high on, catching 32 points in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. You know, Oklahoma State kind of, I feel like sometimes they can play them close. I feel like, you know, like I feel like Tulsa always does it. I know Central Arkansas is an FCS and I feel like Oklahoma State always scores like in the 50s against an FCS. So then you're asking yourself, can Central Arkansas get into the 20s? I think they can. Give me the Bears plus the 32. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm going the same route. Central Michigan actually playing today. That's another team that's kept it close. And what, they beat them not that long ago.
Yeah, on that crazy play.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm taking the points with Central Arkansas as well.
Southeast Missouri State, SEMO, they're ranked. But now they got to head to the Little Apple to take on Kansas State. Kansas State is a 33.5 point favorite. You know what, though? I think SEMO can keep it within 33.5. Give me like a 52-24. How about that type of game? Give me SEMO in the points. What are you doing here in the Little Apple?
Yeah, K-State, you know, they got a lot to figure out themselves too, losing Deuce Vaughn and, you know, Will Howard first year is like full-time quarterback. I don't think they lay it on. They're not the type of team that usually like really goes out and completely destroys teams. So I'm taking the points too, SEMO.
Alabama A&M's taking on Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's laying 37.5 points, and I will lay it. Sounds crazy, but A&M, they don't have Keel Glass anymore, and I just don't know. I think they have Cornelius Brown, the UT Martin transfer, coming in. I don't know. It's right around that number, I feel like. But I'm going to lay it. I think Vanderbilt is unimpressive in their first game, so I think they're going to want to put it on. So what are you doing here?
That's my exact logic, is Clark Lee. He's got something to prove in this game. Hawaii kept it close. Vanderbilt, they got to keep showing progress. So let's do it. I'm laying up.
All right. Bethune-Cookman is heading into the Liberty Bowl, where Memphis, great deal for the fans. If you get the, if you go to this one, you get free tickets to the next one, and then until they lose. But Bethune-Cookman had Ed Reed for like a week. Then they got Raymond Woody Jr., former alum. And Memphis is laying 52.5 points. And guess what? I'm going to fucking lay it, which is insane, but I am. I'm laying 52.5. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I remember looking at this game originally after reading into Bethune-Cookman and thinking, whatever the hell Memphis is laying, I'm going to lay it. 52.5, that's real high, but I'm going to lay it still. So I'm out on Bethune-Cookman.
Unbelievable. look, we got more games to talk about, a couple more FBS matchups, and then we're going to get into the FCS versus FCS action, some of the better matchups of the day. But before we do that, I want to tell you that the FCS College Football Experience is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Yes, August is almost over. And you know, I mean, actually, August is fucking over. September is the season to get your fantasy football shit together. So get championship ready for your home league by trying out Best Ball Mania on Underdog Fantasy. All you have to do is one live snake draft, no waivers, no trades. You set it, you forget about it, and boom, Underdog's going to do the rest. Try it out with Underdog's Best Ball Mania tournament, the largest fantasy football contest of all time, with $15 million in total prizes up for grabs, including $3 million to the winner. Hey, do you have what it takes to win? What are you doing, folks? Get on in. The time is now. The last day of the draft for your fantasy team is September 7th. That door is shutting, folks. So visit underdogfantasy.com, find them in the app store, and sign up with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Once again, that's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. Make sure you check it out. You're going to learn how I became part of the SGPN family. Well, we kind of started it back in the day, but I mean, you know, we'll tell you some stories. You'll get all that good shit. All right. Sign up for the Patreon to get access to exclusive contests, including the NFL Win Totals contest with $1,000 first place prize. Also, this week's weekly patron pick'em is week one college football. And the prize is a cornhole board, which is perfect for any college football tailgate. And that's what college football is all about. The tailgate scene, baby. The patron's a great way to support the network and fight back against corporate gambling. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Once again, that is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. All right, we are back on the FCS College Football Experience. Shout out to the chat. James S. in there rolling along, and you can watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Let's jump into this because there's still some big time matchups that I'm excited about. One of them, I'm somewhat excited about this game. Stephen F. Austin's heading to Troy. Troy won the Sun Belt a year ago. Troy's only laying 16.5 points. My thing is, I think Troy's going to be a little too physical, but I'm intrigued by that spread. But I am going to lay the 16.5 with Troy. I think the physicality is too much for the Lumberjacks. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm also laying that with Troy. That's a surprisingly low number there. Stephen F. Austin figuring a couple pieces out that left on offense. And I like Troy. I think they're a much more physical team, and they bring back a lot on offense to improve on what they put out last year. So
Yeah, I agree. Alcorn State is heading to Southern Miss, little in-state battle in Mississippi. Southern Miss is laying 28.5. I'm going to lay it because Hattiesburg is lit, but I could be wrong about this one. I'm not super confident about this one. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about Alcorn this year. McNair's brother, you know, still at the helm. So love that. I want to see that get a lot of TV time this year. I want to hear that talked about. That's really cool. That's one of my favorite things in FCS football. I'm taking the points here. Southern Miss, I think they got bigger fish to fry this year. Get this one done, get out, and Alcorn covers.
Yeah. Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns are laying 40 points when they host Northwestern State. That's too many points for me. Give me the 40, even though this is not a confidence play. I'll take the 40 in Northwestern State. What are you doing here?
Yeah, this is a little Cajun battle, huh?
Yeah, so, in state. Let's go.
Yeah. And DeSormo, you know, you can't just put a cage in a coach and expect them to do great. If you want to do that, go hire Eddie O and let's watch the antics go on, man.
Oh, please. I'm taking the please 40. Hire Eddie O. Yes. I'm going to take you to a lock. I love this as a lock. New Mexico State and Jerry Kill are only laying 13.5 points when they're hosting Western Illinois this weekend. I repeat, winless Western Illinois, 13.5 points. I'm shocked by that number, and that is why I will lock up New Mexico State minus 13.5. I don't care if this is 20, I'm still betting it. I think it's going to be this is going to be like a 52-10 type of score. I'm shocked at this number. What are you doing here?
Yeah, you telling me you're getting Jerry Kill mad off a loss?
Yeah.
UMass? Come on. I think that might be a massive overreaction to the loss against UMass.
Yeah.
And people not understanding how much Don Brown has brought into that program and how good of a coach he is and how great his mustache is. So, yeah, I'm laying that all day. That's
all day.
I'm betting the house.
All fucking day. I'm insulted by that one. Okay, next up, we got Northern Arizona going to Tucson. Last time the Lumberjacks went down to Tucson, they won outright, and that was against Jed Fish. So this is a revenge spot for Fish. Northern Arizona is getting 26 points. It's a little bit too much for me. I can't trust the Arizona defense. I do think the Arizona offense is going to fire away, but I'll take 26 and the Lumberjacks of NAU. What are you doing here?
Oh, this is another fun one. Just like the Iowa schools when they play in Northern Iowa. I love when Northern Arizona plays the Arizona schools. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take those points. What Arizona has, what Mississippi State on deck, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, they want to get in, get out, get this over with. So I'm taking the points here.
Let's go. This might be one of the best matchups with, as far as the spread's telling us. UTEP is a 1-point favorite at home in the Sun Bowl, one of the best stadiums in college football, to hosting Incarnate Word, FCS playoff team, won a lot of games. Zach Calzada comes in, former Texas A&M quarterback who beat Alabama. You know what, though? I think UTEP's going to bounce back. I think UTEP beats Incarnate Word. Incarnate Word's got too many transfers. It's week one. UTEP got the week zero game in. I think UTEP bounces back. And I think I'm going to lock this one up. Let's go. Give me the Miners to bounce back. I think there's an advantage of playing that week zero game. What are you doing here?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, man. Dana Dimmel's too proud to lose this game. Incarnate Word probably actually has the better roster, but UTEP been together longer. Dana Dimmel, he's a consistent coach. It's a really tough job. I hope he pulls through this year, but yeah, I'm locking it up. Lay the point.
Let's go. Gulf Coast guru Mike Rose locking it up as well. Tink, tink, tink. Give us the Miners. The final FCS FBS game of the season. Not the season, but of week one, I'm sorry, is Idaho State go into the snapper. Nobody goes into the snapper and beats San Diego State. San Diego State's laying 30.5 points. I got to lay the 30.5. This is Cody Hawkins' first game ever as a head coach. I'm sorry. I got to lay it. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I can't really trust what Idaho State's putting out right now until I see a couple games last year, hot garbage. This year, I got to see it first, so I'm laying it.
All right, now we get into the FCS on FCS action. I just can't fucking wait, man. Villanova is laying 20.5 points as they head to Lehigh. 20.5 points. I'm going to lay it. What are you doing here where's Lehigh again? I forget. Somewhere in Pennsylvania, I'm trying to think of the town. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I believe.
Yeah, that's it. Little town of Bethlehem.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I'm going to lay it. Villanova coming off a disappointing year, a little bit of a regional game here. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to lay the points. Lehigh breaking in a new coach. So let's figure it out.
I agree. Marist, the Red Foxes are heading to Cooper Stadium, Cooper Field in Washington, D.C. to take on the Georgetown Hoyas. Oh boy, Georgetown. I don't know how they're figured out these numbers, but the Hoyas are a favorite. They're favored by 2.5. I mean, it's not like I think this is a clear-cut, easy play. I think both teams are on the same level. But I'll take Merritt. I'll take Marist. Georgetown lost their quarterback. You see him play at Eastern Illinois, the transfer? He looked good. I'll take Marist. No, I can't. Georgetown's my school, man. I'm laying the 2.5. I wanna take Marist, but I gotta rep my boys. Go Hoyas. What are you doing here?
I was completely prepared to take Georgetown as a dog here. So this is a surprising line for me too, but I'm not gonna back off. I think Georgetown's gonna come out hot. Marist, they don't impress me all that much as a school. So a little bit of opening weekend fireworks. Let's go. I'm laying the points.
I like it. Let's go. Then we got Dayton, the Flyers, taking on Illinois State. I'm intrigued by this matchup too. Illinois State's only laying 2.5 here as well. I mean, I think you got to lay the 2. I'll lock up Illinois State, even though I think Dayton is probably better than what we think. Illinois State, I feel like they're solid. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 and I will lock up the Redbirds. What are you doing here?
I'm not going to lock it up, but I did pick Illinois State to win this game. I'm not super impressed with what Dayton's bringing back. I think they're going to be okay, but Illinois State, I think, gets this one done.
All right, moving along. New Hampshire's taking on Stonehill, where New Hampshire is laying 23 points. Ooh. Give me Stonehill in the points. I just feel like it's a lot of points for week one. Give me a New Hampshire win by 21. Stonehill covers. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm actually going to take those points too. It's not a game that I feel like New Hampshire's super excited about. We all know New Hampshire's going to be a playoff team. So this is a sleepy spot. I'm taking the points.
Yeah. Next up, Davidson heading to Lexington, Virginia to take on VMI. VMI is laying 10.5 points. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wow.
What
am I missing here? What am I missing here? Yeah. VMI is laying 10.5 points. Maybe Danny Rocco effect, but I will take Davidson and the points. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna lock that up, man.
Should we lock? Yeah. Okay. Let's lock it. It smells, man. Let's dive in. I will take the Wildcats plus 10.5 to keep it close with VMI. Talk about a culture change. Let's go. Merrimack is heading to Holy Cross. This game, I think, is one of the best games to watch tomorrow for FCS teams. But I'm shocked that Holy Cross is laying 27 points. I think this is going to be a lot closer than that, even though I think Holy Cross is loaded. So I will take Merrimack plus 27. I think this is going to be like a 14-point game, maybe a 10-point game. I feel like, you know what? I almost want to lock it, but I love Holy Cross. What are you doing here?
I'm actually going to go the other way, man. I'm going to lay the points. Merrimack got a lot to figure out, you know, start off the season here. So, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to lay it.
All right. Interesting. I'm intrigued right there. Butler, the Bulldogs are heading to Missoula, Montana, where this spread is 57.5 points. That's what happens when the Pioneer League goes to the big sky, apparently. I'll take the points, though. Butler hangs tight. Let's go. Give me the Bulldogs. What are you doing here?
Dude, I've already laid 250-point spreads. I'm not doing it a third time. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take Butler. Get it covered.
We got a couple neutral site matchups that are super exciting. Grambling taking on Hampton in New Jersey at Red Bull Arena, I think it is. Or Red Bull Stadium, whatever the fuck it's called. Hampton is laying 3.5. I'm going to lay. 3.5. Okay. Fade Hugh Jackson. Hampton wins by 5. Give me like a 35-30 final. Hampton gets it done. What are you doing here?
Dude, we are on the Sports Grambling podcast right now. You're gonna go against.
Yeah,
no, I believe we had a little argument about this game when we previewed Grambling, and I'm sticking to my guns, man. I'm not impressed with what Hampton's bringing back. Hugh Jackson, don't think he's a great coach, but I think he gets this one done outright. I'm calling for the victory.
Woo! Another neutral site game going on at the Target. Filthy. I hope this is not, is this Target the Dome or is that the outdoor stadium? This better be outdoors. Eastern Washington taking on North Dakota State. It's probably like the best game as far as blue bloods. North Dakota State still laying 16.5. You know, I saw Eastern Washington's run defense a year ago. I thought it was awful. I know they brought in a bunch of transfers on the defensive side of the ball. I'll lay the 16.5 until I see otherwise. I'll lay the 16.5. What are you doing here?
You know, I actually, you know, called for Eastern Washington to improve a little bit this year, but I'm going to lock this one up. I think North Dakota State, they got waxed in that championship game. I think they got a lot to prove. I'm locking it.
Gulf Coast guru, Mike Rose, saying ride with the bison, you get the horns. Let's go. Next up, Drake heading to North Dakota. Whew. I'm seeing this line at 27. No, the Fighting Hawks laying 27. I'll lay the 27, I think. Yeah, I'll lay it. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm going to lay that one as well. North Dakota, this is actually, you know, probably the easiest game they've had in like 2 years at this point with the way they schedule. So I'm laying the 27 in this one.
Yeah, yeah, I think you got to. Lafayette, Sacred Heart. This should be an interesting matchup as far as a close game. Sacred Heart's laying 6.5. I'm going to lay it. I think Sacred Heart gets him. I'm going to lay the 6.5. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I think if I remember right, this game was like 10-9 or something last year. Something really like 7-3, a classic Colby Dant type of game.
If I, Big Ten West, baby. Big Ten West type of game.
There you go. I'm going to lay it as well, though. I'm pretty high on the Sacred Heart team. I think they're a good roster and they have a lot of experience. I'm going to lay the points.
Wagner, the vacuum company, take it on the Fordham Rams. Fordham is laying 29.5. Oh man, I was not impressed with Fordham's offense. You know, but Wagner's terrible. Give me, I don't know. This one's one of the harder ones. I'll lay it with Fordham. Wagner's got to prove it to me. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I mean, Fordham. Clearly, they got some things to figure out, but maybe this is a little bit of statement game. Get the wheels back on the bus. So I'm going to lay the points as well against Wagner.
Morgan State's heading into the Richmond, Virginia to take on the Spiders. Spiders are laying 32 points. Man. Give me the points. Richmond lost their offensive coordinator. They lost Reese Yudinski. They lost a lot of their guys. I'll take the Bears to cover, but Richmond still rolls. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm feeling pretty good about Morgan State. You know what? I'm going to lock it. I'm going to lock them getting the points here. I like it. I'm doing it.
The Bears. Gulf Coast Guru. Lock it up. Morgan State catching 32 in Richmond, Virginia. Southern is taking on Alabama State. We got a little conference play going on here where Southern's laying 4. I'm intrigued by this matchup, but I will lay the 4 with Southern. What are you doing here?
I'm going to take the 4 with Alabama State. I think they're one of the teams I'm watching pretty closely in the SWAC this year. So I'm taking the points.
All right. San Diego, the Toreros heading to San Luis Obispo to take on Cal Poly. Cal Poly's laying 13. We got a 5-star quarterback. I'm buying in. I will lay the 13 because San Diego's breaking in a brand new head coach. I mean, both these schools breaking in brand new head coaches, but I'm buying into that John Madden money. I'm laying the 13. What are you doing here?
Nah, screw this. I'm locking it up. I'm taking San Diego. I picked them to win outright in this game. You don't get to just bring in Sam Heward and all of a sudden you think you're great. Dude didn't even sniff the field. I'm taking the points.
At Washington, they're really a top 10 team. Yeah, let's go. All right, look. Gulf Coast Guru is locking it up with he's taking San Diego plus 13, folks. Hop on in. Presbyterian is catching 34 points at Murray State. Phew. It's a big number. Give me Presbyterian plus 34. What are you doing here?
I never thought I would lay 13 with Murray State, but I'm going to do it. I'm not very impressed by what the Blue Hose got going on. I'm laying it.
Yeah. This is one of the best matchups of the week, if not the best. Austin Peay heading to Carbondale, Illinois to take on Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois laying 13.5. That's just too many points for me. I will take Austin Peay, and I'm actually going to lock this one. Give me the Govness. Give me the Govness plus 13.5. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I thought we were going to see a much shorter line here. I'm actually going to take it and lock up the Govness too. Let's do it.
There we go. Governor action. Unbelievable. Austin Peay getting points in Carbondale. Next up, we move to, and the chat's talking about San Diego moneyline. Oink Oink is saying, what's going on? Give me the Toreros moneyline.
Let's go. That's what I'm saying, man.
Let's go. And always fresh, never soggy. Shout out to the whole chat. We only got a few more games left, then we can get to watching all these games. Chattanooga, North Alabama. I was actually a little bit impressed with North Alabama. Chattanooga is laying 13.5. My only thing is North Alabama's quarterback play just seems so iffy. I'm going to take Chattanooga. I'm going to lay the 13.5. What are you doing here?
Yeah, that was a feel like a pretty sleepy spot for Mercer there. So I'm going to lay the 13.5 here with Chattanooga as well. North Alabama looked okay. They're still not a good team.
Prairie View is taking on Texas Southern. Prairie View, Bubba McDowell, my guy. Great guy. Laying 5.5. I'm going to lay the 5.5. Let's go. I feel pretty good about that. That's almost lock worthy. Give me Prairie View minus 5.5. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I mean, clearly I'm just more of a man than you because I am going to lock it up. Let's go, Kobe Dan. Come on. This is your team. Right. Lock it up.
Let's go, Bubba McDowell. You see those sweet oiler uniforms the Houston Cougars are rocking, making me think of Bubba McDowell. Let's go. Good weekend for Bubba here. Tarleton State's taking on McNeese State. McNeese is actually laying 1, which I'm a bit surprised at. Give me Tarleton money line, but this game smells. What are you doing here?
Give Patty C a call because I'm diving into the stink, man. I'm going to lock up Tarleton. I was really impressed with that team. I'm going. Let's go.
Gulf Coast Gurus, the locks are flying off the shelves, folks. What are you doing? Get in. Two games left. Utah Tech catching a solid 32.5 at Montana State. I actually thought this line would be worse. Maybe it has to do with, I haven't even kept up to date on the suspension potentials with Montana State's DUI collective. Not NIL collective, DUI collective. This line surprised me a little bit too. But I'll take Montana State minus 32.5. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and lay the 32.5 as well. I think that's a pretty easy cover for them.
And then the final game of the week on Sunday. Neutral site game, Jackson State, Florida A&M. Excited to watch this game. Jackson State, Jason Brown looked fantastic last week. This game, I believe, is in Miami. Florida A&M is catch. So Jackson State is a 6-point favorite, 5.5, 6. Shop around. I know Jackson State looked amazing. Give me Florida A&M and the points. I think it's going to be a game. Give me Florida A&M and the points. Jackson State's feeling good about themselves the way they just destroyed South Carolina State. I think Jeremy Mosa, some of those other guys that were key players on that team a year ago, they're noting that. They're watching that. They got their ass whooped by Jackson State last year, so I think it's personal. Give me the Rattlers plus the points. What are you doing here?
These are spots you look for, man. When you see two teams and preseason, I thought FAMU was a little bit better than Jackson State. And then you see, oh, Jackson State, they get on TV, they whack somebody. Man, that's more of a statement about South Carolina State not being very good. I watched 10 minutes of that game and I was like, oh, they suck. They're freaking terrible. So, I'm taking the points. I thought FAMU was better before the season started. I still think they're the better team. I'm going to lock up getting 6. I'm all about it.
I mean, I because it's a standalone game on Sunday, I'll lock it up too. Let's go. Rattlers. FAMU. However I pronounce it. Fang gang. Let's fucking go. Folks, before we get out of here, give me like, what is your top like three plays?
Top three plays.
Well, FCS. Let's start FCS on FCS, and then we'll do our, like, I think the Jerry Kill New Mexico State play is like the that in Northern Iowa against Iowa State are two like FCS on FBS plays that I love. But as far as like FCS on FCS, I what's your favorite three plays FCS on FCS?
Yeah, Florida A&M is definitely going to be up there for me. I love that one right there. I am going to go ahead and say Morgan Austin State. Actually, I'm pretty excited about that one, and I think they can cover that. And Austin P catching way too many points.
That's yeah, kind of I love that Austin P one. I think that's a game. 13.5. I would have set this line at Southern Illinois as like a 3 or 4 point favorite. 13.5 is insane to me. Morgan State, you know, I didn't lock that, but Mike did, getting 32 in Richmond, Virginia. I'll put the Austin P one up there as one of my favorites. I like your angle of North Dakota State minus 60. You know what? I think I'll join you on the North Dakota State one. Until I see Eastern there Washington play some run defense, I'll join you on E-Dub not being able to tackle anybody. I know Hunter Lepke's gone, but fuck, North Dakota State's run game's always been dominant. And there was another one that I thought stood out to us as one that was it the...
Is it Davidson?
Yeah, that game reeks.
That game's ridiculous.
Yeah, Davidson plus the points. Take that. Take it on the money line. If you find a book that offers the money line, I think you take it.
Yeah, I would say don't even mess with the 10.5 points. Yeah. Just take the money line.
I also like Illinois State, folks. So jumping over there on that, as I just saw the worst targeting call in the history of football in the Georgia Tech Louisville game. What are we doing to this fucking sport, man? Like, I cannot believe they ejected. Even worse is they want to call the 15-yard penalty, even though that was ridiculous. But to eject a kid, I don't get me started, man. Anyway, let's go watch football, folks. Give Mike Rose a follow here, Golf Coast Guru, on Twitter at GCG_wins. If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. And give myself a follow at the Colby D, the College Football Experience. The FCS College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Subscribe, tell a friend. And yeah, we're available wherever podcasts can be heard and found. Hop on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. And come youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Check us out. I also host the FBS show, which is called The College Experience, The College Football Experience. Subscribe to that. I also host The College Basketball Experience. When the season tips, I'll be here every single night of the season. And The College Baseball Experience. And we even have The Big 12 Experience. All those podcasts are separate podcasts. So go wherever you get podcasts, you can subscribe to those. We come together as one on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Can't wait to watch all these games, folks. All right. Until next time. All right. Check us out. Get the SGPN app, as we say. If you want to see our picks, we also have them published on the SGPN app or sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Just click on College Football Picks. Folks, until next time, this is the FCS College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here.
Get everything you need for your bathroom remodel now at Menards. Magic Woods has the vanity you need to complete your dream bathroom. Check out our great selection of over 100 Magic Woods vanities. They offer timeless and traditional vanities with superior quality and unique styles to complement your home. Explore all our vanity options in store. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save